Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
This evening, the government's hate crime legislation is being debated in the Seanad, with the debate kicking off in the last hour. Gorthe figures in 2022 revealed a 30% increase in reported hate crime. One person who's been observing the events in the Seanad closely is Adam Long, board member of the National LGBT Federation. And Adam, I'm delighted to say, joins me now. You're very welcome, Adam, to the programme. How's the debate been going the last hour or so?
Thank you, Cormac, and good evening. So, yes, the debate is currently in, I suppose, full flow at the moment, and senators are making their point. I suppose for us, you know, and kind of within the broader NGO, the LGBT plus sector, you know, this legislation is very much overdue. Ireland, you know, are an outlier, actually. We're one of the few countries, we stand virtually alone in the Western world in not having any hate crime legislation to speak of. And that really, you know, at a time where, you know, as you rightly referenced there, Cormac, there's been a nearly 30% increase in, and that's just, I would preface, reported hate crime, which is widely recognised as vastly underreported. So this legislation is timely, and I suppose there's a broad political consensus. You know,
so you're obviously worried about that trend, as everybody should be. Do you think this legislation would reverse that trend, Adam?
I think it's important to say that a robust criminal justice response is important, but it needs to be part of a broader societal response, you know, against this, I suppose, what the scourge of hate and extremism that we're seeing. But certainly, I think we need to have that hate crime legislation. And, you know, I think that there was reference made during the debate to this, you know, this issue being rushed. Actually, it's the opposite. The communities, I think, have waited too long, in fact, for the protections that this bill would bring, you know, to be put into place, because they are vulnerable. What happens at the moment, Cormac, is that in the absence of a hate motivation, that gets filtered out during the judicial process. And I think ultimately that, you know, that doesn't vindicate the rights of the victims. I was at a conference, in fact, about a week ago, and research from the United States, victimisation of LGBT plus people, and this is really key. If an LGBT plus person, and I'm sure it's similar for the other minority groups who are the victims of a hate attack, they are 12 times more likely to suffer acute distress than, let's say, if they're not targeted on account of their, you know, their inherent identity. So I think that's important. That's why, you know, it's
can I ask you about that? If you're attacked because of your identity, it's more distressing, you mean, than if you were attacked randomly about nothing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, so the comparison is that if you're the victim of the motivation of the attack or the crime is of a hate motivation, you're targeted because of who you are, then you are 12 times more likely to, you know, to have that acute distress than, let's say, if you're the victim of a non-hate crime, regular crime, if you like.
Okay.
So I think that just kind of speaks to why that crucial distinction, you know, that why hate crime is rightly called a signal offence or a signal crime, because it signals fear then to the broader community, let's say, who shares the victim's protected characteristic, if you like.
Can I ask you finally and briefly on this? This is only one part of it, of the need to reduce hate crime generally, this bill. The culture wars in the US, in the UK, for example, they feed into this type of hate, don't they? Is there any way that we are going down some of that road in Ireland, or do you see any pattern there to be worried about?
Absolutely. I think there are, unfortunately, concerted attempts to introduce those very toxic kind of culture wars that are so corrosive in the United States and the UK in particular, and I think we need to resist that very clearly and very forcefully. And I think focus on what this bill is about, because this bill is being used as a proxy kind of culture war, when in fact it's about protecting people from hate crime, where incitement to hatred is concerned. That's just updating existing legislation, so it's not kind of a radical invention or, you know, a radical departure.
Yeah.
But I would just very briefly say, Cormac, there was an opinion poll came out today, a Morag research, and it showed that, you know, despite, again, the culture war narrative, let's say, that's been manufactured, there is overwhelming public support for hate crime legislation. 67% of Irish people, according to the Samorak research, support hate offences legislation, regardless of what model, let's say, is adopted.
Okay. Okay.
And crucially, 82% think that trans people should be protected. So I think that's kind of, that's clarifying.
OK, I'll let you back to that debate in the Shannon. Adam Long, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.